Talks at the United Nations over a deal to secure and dispose of Syria's chemical weapons are at a thorny stage right now. The U.S. and Russia disagree on what should happen if Syria doesn't comply. The two sides also have different views on who is behind the poison gas attack near Damascus last month. Washington blames the Assad regime. Today, Moscow pointed its finger at the rebels. So, how do you negotiate with someone whose version of the truth differs so greatly from yours? I put that question to a man who's been closely involved in these kinds of negotiations before. Jeremy Greenstock is Britain's former ambassador to the United Nations and that country's special envoy to Iraq in the early days of the U.S.-led invasion.
In these sorts of negotiations, you look for compromise language in a resolution. You look to your capitals to see how much wiggle room they've got to get to the next stage, to the next stepping stone in the mist of what is about to happen over the next 2 or 3 weeks. And actually, clever diplomats are pretty good at finding a middle point, and then it's up to the capitals to accept that or reject it.
Now, the entire debate here over Western military intervention in Syria is, of course, being affected by the last time we had a debate of this size and consequence, and that was back in Iraq, which you were part of. Has that essentially ruined any chance of Western military powers going into Syria?
It hasn't ruined them, but it's made Western public opinion and Western parliaments and congresses much more wary of authorizing the use of force when they can't see what consequences may stem from it. That's what they were annoyed with, irritated with, and disappointed with over Iraq. Afghanistan hasn't turned out that well either. And I think Western countries are becoming much more wary of stepping into territory that is clearly the legitimate sovereign area for somebody else. The world has changed in that way. So there is a wariness. On the other hand, you need security. You need somebody to be a global policeman at odd moments of high crisis. And the UN should be that if its member states can get their act together. And the United States is always an important part of that.
When you've spoken about Iraq, you've used the word legitimacy quite often. Is it legitimate for the United States and France to just take action, regardless of what the public thinks?
I think there's a problem in that. It was a considerable disadvantage that we didn't bring enough international opinion along with us over Iraq. We were slowly starved of outside political and then material support. That matters nowadays when the use of force and the threat of the use of force is much more frowned upon by international opinion. And legitimacy is a matter of opinion in the international arena. There's no Supreme Court that actually pronounces judgment on these things. Legality is also, it's something different from legitimacy, is also important here because it's part of people accepting that something is right. And it would be very difficult to establish the legality of any strike unless the UN authorized it. And the Russians are very aware of that. So international opinion could go in either direction, against the use of force or against doing nothing to help the Syrian people. That's what makes this so difficult and so interesting.
You know, much has been made in this country, in both countries, the U.S. and Britain, about a lack of planning when it came to Iraq. The war was executed, but what came next didn't seem to be fully thought out. It seems a fair question now for those governments who would like to see Assad go. What comes next?
Yes, it's something I've given a lot of thought to. I think we're in a very similar position. Neither in Afghanistan, nor in Iraq, nor in Libya have we been in any sense clear of whether there was a leader who could take over and unite the country and take it to a more peaceful era. Very often in these circumstances, with a brutal autocracy, good people have been exiled or executed or have disappeared, who might have led the next stage. We don't know what will come in the next stage in Syria. There might even be another civil war to come. So we must be very careful not to own the situation when we can't control it.
That was Jeremy Greenstock, Britain's former special envoy in Iraq and former British ambassador to the UN.